Question one. You hear a science teacher telling her class about this week's lessons on the subject of food.
Our science lessons this week are all about food. Today we're going to find how many calories there are in the foods I've brought in, using this calorie meter. It's a piece of equipment for measuring calorie content, which is used by the food industry. It looks complicated, but it's quite straightforward to use. What I want you to do is simply note down what you think the calorie content of each food is, and afterwards you can see how far out you were. We'll be doing something we try to avoid when we're cooking, burning the food. Then, using the calorie meter to measure the heat released, we'll find the food's calorific value. Our science lessons this week are all about food. Today, we're going to find how many calories there are in the foods I've brought in, using this calorie meter. It's a piece of equipment for measuring calorie content, which is used by the food industry. It looks complicated, but it's quite straightforward to use. What I want you to do is simply note down what you think the calorie content of each food is, and afterwards you can see how far out you were. We'll be doing something we try to avoid when we're cooking, burning the food. Then, using the calorie meter to measure the heat released, we'll find the food's calorific value.
Question two. You hear a boy talking about his new basketball coach.
The new coach has really shaken things up. Actually, he's dropped a couple of players and he didn't seem at all bothered about their feelings. But they were guys who weren't doing well, so fair enough. We have more training sessions now, although some of the players say they haven't really got the time. He's even introduced the idea of practicing basic skills at home. I think I need all that, to be honest. I reckon he's not picking up on the little things we're doing wrong, though, which he should be noticing. It's because he's got too many in the squad. So it's hard for him to manage the training sessions. The new coach has really shaken things up. Actually, he's dropped a couple of players and he didn't seem at all bothered about their feelings. But they were guys who weren't doing well, so fair enough. We have more training sessions now, although some of the players say they haven't really got the time. He's even introduced the idea of practicing basic skills at home. I think I need all that, to be honest. I reckon he's not picking up on the little things we're doing wrong, though, which he should be noticing. It's because he's got too many in the squad. So it's hard for him to manage the training sessions.
Question three. You hear a girl talking about teaching herself to draw.
I've always loved drawing and making sketches, but I wasn't much good. I used to practice for hours and felt bad if I didn't do something every day. It took up more and more of my time, and in the end, I realised I was just drawing without thinking about what my weaknesses were. So I focused on what were for me the challenging aspects of drawing, instead of just drawing without any particular purpose. And I started getting somewhere. I've read books too, and I'm sure studying what the experts say is useful. It was quite technical stuff though, and I just needed a different way. I've always loved drawing and making sketches, but I wasn't much good. I used to practice for hours and felt bad if I didn't do something every day. It took up more and more of my time, and in the end, I realised I was just drawing without thinking about what my weaknesses were. So I focused on what were for me the challenging aspects of drawing, instead of just drawing without any particular purpose. And I started getting somewhere. I've read books too, and I'm sure studying what the experts say is useful. It was quite technical stuff though, and I just needed a different way.
Question four. You hear a news item on the radio about an annual event at London Zoo.
Almost 17,000 animals of all shapes and sizes have been put on the scales at London Zoo for the annual weigh-in. This takes place to ensure that all the animals in the world-famous zoo, from the heaviest giraffe to the lightest snail, are of a healthy weight. But getting some of the animals to cooperate requires quite a bit of manpower and planning. It is far from straightforward to get silverback gorillas and crocodiles to wait patiently while experts attempt to take an accurate reading. Although visitors would undoubtedly welcome the opportunity to observe the weigh-ins, the process is too complex for this to be practical. Almost 17,000 animals of all shapes and sizes have been put on the scales at London Zoo for the annual weigh-in. This takes place to ensure that all the animals in the world-famous zoo, from the heaviest giraffe to the lightest snail, are of a healthy weight. But getting some of the animals to cooperate requires quite a bit of manpower and planning. It is far from straightforward to get silverback gorillas and crocodiles to wait patiently while experts attempt to take an accurate reading. Although visitors would undoubtedly welcome the opportunity to observe the weigh-ins, the process is too complex for this to be practical.
Question 5. You hear a boy talking about a music blog he has started.
When I started my music blog, I knew I had plenty to say. People talk about how hard it is to be inspired and get fresh and different ideas for entries, but I didn't struggle too much with that. I wasn't expecting to feel I had to update the blog every few days, though, even when I was busy at school. That was tough. But it's useful having feedback and reading comments from people, even if they're criticising what I'm doing. And people often try to come up with ideas for other music I could feature or suggest changes, but I haven't got round to doing anything about those ideas yet. When I started my music blog, I knew I had plenty to say. People talk about how hard it is to be inspired and get fresh and different ideas for entries, but I didn't struggle too much with that. I wasn't expecting to feel I had to update the blog every few days, though, even when I was busy at school. That was tough. But it's useful having feedback and reading comments from people, even if they're criticising what I'm doing. And people often try to come up with ideas for other music I could feature or suggest changes, but I haven't got round to doing anything about those ideas yet.
Question 6. You hear two friends talking about a trip to a studio where a famous film was made.
Good trip to the studio, wasn't it? Great to see where it all happened. It really brought the book to life for me.
I wish I could say the same. After reading the reviews about the place, I'd expected something more spectacular. There was enough to stop me getting bored, though.
The costumes department was great, and the masks on display were so imaginative, more realistic than I thought they'd be. That must have helped the actors to get into character.
And I suppose even people who didn't know much about the actual film would have appreciated going.
Well, the place has a broad enough appeal to attract anyone, really. Good trip to the studio, wasn't it? Great to see where it all happened. It really brought the book to life for me.
I wish I could say the same. After reading the reviews about the place, I'd expected something more spectacular. There was enough to stop me getting bored, though.
The costumes department was great, and the masks on display were so imaginative, more realistic than I thought they'd be. That must have helped the actors to get into character.
And I suppose even people who didn't know much about the actual film would have appreciated going.
Well, the place has a broad enough appeal to attract anyone, really.
Question 7. You hear a history teacher talking to her students.
In our last lesson, we looked at the agricultural revolution of the 18th century in the UK, which involved new ways of managing farms, new types of crops being grown, and the invention of new farming equipment. All this resulted in an astonishing increase in the amount of food produced, despite a fall in the number of people working in agriculture. Now, we've mentioned the individuals who were thought to be behind these changes, but as I said, their ideas didn't necessarily have the impact that historians once thought. So remember, studying other possible reasons for this change, social and economic, for example, will make your notes much more reliable. In our last lesson, we looked at the agricultural revolution of the 18th century in the UK, which involved new ways of managing farms, new types of crops being grown, and the invention of new farming equipment. All this resulted in an astonishing increase in the amount of food produced, despite a fall in the number of people working in agriculture. Now, we've mentioned the individuals who were thought to be behind these changes, but as I said, their ideas didn't necessarily have the impact that historians once thought. So remember, studying other possible reasons for this change, social and economic, for example, will make your notes much more reliable.
Question 8. You hear two friends talking about an online science quiz they did.
Did you try that online quiz, Sam?
About the moon, yeah, and I was full of confidence when I downloaded it. That didn't last long, though. I mean, after all the stuff we'd done in class, I was looking forward to seeing what I could do. I'd expected to do much better. I'm glad I don't have to do it again.
Well, it was only a bit of fun.
At least I got the question about the first man on the moon right. There was stuff I'd never come across before, though, like how long a moon day is. Did you know that?
Yeah, I got that one.
Right.
Did you try that online quiz, Sam?
About the moon, yeah, and I was full of confidence when I downloaded it. That didn't last long, though. I mean, after all the stuff we'd done in class, I was looking forward to seeing what I could do. I'd expected to do much better. I'm glad I don't have to do it again.
Well, it was only a bit of fun.
At least I got the question about the first man on the moon right. There was stuff I'd never come across before, though, like how long a moon day is. Did you know that?
Yeah, I got that one.
Right.